It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer Kent.
And I'm Lee Rayburn, and for Rob Ferret. President-elect Donald Trump will take the oath of office a week from Monday, but that hasn't stopped the Biden administration from trying to pass some last-minute rules.
Unpaid medical bills would no longer appear on consumer credit reports, according to a new regulation released on Tuesday. In the announcement, Vice President Kamala Harris called the move life-changing for millions of families.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says this would affect more than 15 million Americans, raising their credit scores by an average of 20 points.
The final rule's already facing a lawsuit from credit industry groups, and its fate may end up being decided by the next administration.
Here to explain what this means for Wisconsin, Bobby Peterson, Executive Director and Public Interest Attorney for ABC for Health, a nonprofit law firm that works on health care access for children and families. Bobby, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
What was your reaction to the Biden administration's proposal here?
Oh, I think it's definitely a move in the right direction. Medical debt, credit scores can become very, very difficult for people. Medical debt is really not a good indicator of credit worthiness. People get sick, incur bills, not through, through any fault of their own usually. So trying to use medical debt as a cudgel, I think, to try and force people to pay when they don't have the money is really pretty challenging. Credit reporting that includes medical debt is, we would maintain and follow what the CFPB has said, is not really predictive of your credit worthiness. So I think it's a definite move in the right direction.
Tell us, explain a little bit, Bobby, about what exactly is being proposed here. This is not forgiving medical debt, correct?
That's correct. Yeah. It's, if you think about when the way that the credit reporting industry works is that they look at your payment history, your credit score. People have seen the ads on TV about how can you drop your credit score by paying your bills on time. And medical debt is one of those issues that does get reported currently to your credit report. So you have overdue medical bills that you haven't paid. It can compromise your credit score, might help you or hurt you in ways that you can't get a loan, you can't get credit, you can't get an apartment. Sometimes even employers will look at your credit score to see, your worthiness for employment. So it's really a not a very good indicator of, your credit worthiness in our perspective. And the credit score becomes a little bit like electronic debtor's prison, if you think about it. It keeps you from getting all these things that you need. And if we can take medical debt out of that equation, it's going to help a lot of people. And it should help a lot of people here in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Do we have an idea of the amount of medical debt that is in Wisconsin?
Well, annually, the Wisconsin Hospital Association issues a report. Now, this is only hospital-related debt, but it's fairly significant. So in this last year, 2023, that they reported on, it was nearly $1.4 billion in unpaid medical bills. That includes charity care, but also bad debt. But it's been in that $1.2 to $1.4 billion range for the last several years. So it's a big chunk of money. It affects a lot of people, and trying to sort out medical debt is really not for the faint of heart. I mean, it's very, very difficult, and it's an area where a lot of mistakes are made. So if you fall into medical debt, it may even be that it's not even appropriate that you should have this medical debt.
Bobby, when we look at $1.4 billion from hospitals in Wisconsin in 2023 of medical debt, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says this would remove about $49 billion in medical debts nationwide under this new rule. But what's the likelihood of this new rule going into effect and becoming permanent?
Yeah, it's obviously it's wrapped up in politics and obviously the change in administration. So it's already facing a lawsuit in Texas, so there's some forum shopping going on to find a forum that might be more interested in overturning the rule down in Texas. But also Congress has some opportunity. The Congressional Review Act gives Congress an opportunity to unwind rules within 60 days if they don't like it. So it can be approved by both branches of Congress and signed by the president. And then the rule then would be gone. So there's definitely opportunities for this rule to go south pretty quickly. It's not even in effect yet. It doesn't become in effect until 60 days after the rule was published, which was on Monday.
We're talking about Vice President Harris's proposal to ban credit agencies from using medical debt on Americans' credit reports. Guest Bobby Peterson, Executive Director and Public Interest Attorney for ABC for Health. And Bobby, how would you say that this medical debt affects the economy and the healthcare system overall?
Well, it's definitely a drag on the system. You know, we think about, you know, when if an insurance company denies a claim, if someone doesn't find their eligibility for a certain program, if someone isn't, you know, eligible for certain services through a Medicaid program or something like that, it often becomes medical debt. So that medical debt is something that the hospital has to deal with. You know, sometimes they'll bill and go through collections. Other hospitals have stepped aside from that sort of collections process and taking people to court. But it still can end up on your credit report and your credit score. So it's still a bad situation for a lot of people. We work with clients quite often that we find errors in the medical bills, and we find errors in the fact that they were eligible for other coverage. You know, this stuff is extraordinarily complicated, and it requires a lot of detail to really review and make sure people are getting to the right place at the right time for coverage. You know, a day difference in your application could mean eligibility or non-eligibility. So it's really important for people, and we want hospitals to do a better job at that front-end screening. And whenever possible, let's avoid medical debt whenever we can, because there is a good chunk of it that is avoidable in the first place.
Do you see a connection between medical debt and health outcomes?
Well, sure, yeah. When we think about people that have large amounts of medical debt, or they're facing the stress of medical debt for themselves or a family member, remember, oftentimes people are trying to deal with these complicated questions about coverage and eligibility while they're dealing with an illness for themselves or a family member. But people will delay care, avoid care. The research is pretty strong out there that a lot of people will delay care if they have existing medical debt. So it's a situation where things can get worse and can get a lot worse. So then when you end up going to the doctor, it might even be even more expensive.
Who would you say are the most likely to have medical debt in this country, and why?
Yeah, I think it's people that are, you know, dealing with, you know, breaks in coverage, lack of coverage, inadequate coverage, and I'm talking about health insurance coverage, or, you know, they haven't found their way to get, you know, potential Medicaid eligibility for themselves or Badger Care Plus. You know, when you're in those gaps, when you don't have coverage, it's easy to accumulate a lot of medical bills very fast. So, you know, it becomes a pressure point, a stress point. You're trying to get well, you're paying for prescription drugs, things like that out of pocket. And it just, you know, it gets out of control. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you know, you're just a bad credit risk overall. You may be able to make your bills and make your payments, but you're just, these medical bills are just putting you over the edge a little bit too much.
And as we mentioned, the proposal to remove this medical debt from credit reports already facing a lawsuit from credit reporting industry groups. Do you see their side of the argument? They claim that the rules violate the Fair Credit Reporting Act, but it may impede, from their case, that it may impede their ability to do their work.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see it that way. I mean, I look at it through the lens of the clients that we work with and the work that we do for a lot of populations that are facing challenges. You know, when you're trying to understand your coverages and services, I mean, there's a lot to go through. And when you're sick and trying to help a family member, trying to navigate this is nearly impossible. I think taking medical debt out of the equation is going to help increase credit scores for people, help people get ahead, maybe identify opportunities moving forward. I don't really see a real legitimate reason for using medical debt as a part of the credit scoring process.
There are some places where medical debt is not included in credit scores. What can, here in the United States, as I understand it, so what can we learn from them?
Well, I mean, I think generally we're going to find that, you know, if you take this out of the equation, people are going to have more opportunities to obtain credit obtain apartments, obtain other services that they need in the, the ladder moving up. But once you throw medical debt in there, it really becomes, like I said, this electronic debtor's prison, the door is slammed shut on a lot of opportunity for people. And simply because you were sick, simply because you didn't have the ability to identify all these different coverage sources that might be available. Your hospital may even have some responsibilities to provide financial assistance. Hospitals, as nonprofits, are required to provide a certain level of charity care to people out there. And oftentimes, we have to dig into their rules and requirements to make sure that they're providing that correctly and appropriately to people.
Yeah, Colorado, Connecticut, and New Jersey do not allow medical debt to be included in credit reports. It's one of the cases for making it nationwide. What do you advise your clients at ABC4Health, Bobby, when they are facing medical debt, the first steps they should take?
Well, we really take a look at their situation. I mean, it's such an indicator. If you have medical debt, our question is going to be, why did it happen? Were you eligible? Did you face a denial? Did someone miss an eligibility opportunity for you? If we can take care of this as early as possible, oftentimes there might be a solution, either getting you covered through BadgerCare Plus or Medicaid, getting you coverage through a patient financial assistance program at the hospital, and other issues. But it's deal with it early. Don't put it off for months and years, because once it gets too late, there's not a lot that we can do about it. But early intervention really is a key, being proactive about this stuff. And hopefully, we want to work with providers to say, like, yes, this person is eligible for coverage. There's some opportunities to backdate. There's some opportunities to get bills paid. So it, there are opportunities, but act early.
Bobby, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bobby Peterson is the executive director and public interest attorney for ABC for Health, a nonprofit law firm that works on healthcare access for children and families.